This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat, Kennedy, cause you suck
at trivia, you see.
You won't get any more than two,
and she'll get more than you.
That's why you're going to lose, for sure.
That one's fun every once in a while.
Yeah, just to, you know, switch up, because I know the suits love me.
The worst.
Yeah.
My computer's not working properly. Let me see if I can find out who's playing Can't Beat Kennedy. Oh, Ashley from Derry?
Derry,
yeah.
Derry.
Derry.
It's right spelled... In my notes, it says D-E-E-R-Y.
Oh, D-E-R-R-Y.
It was close. It was close. Well, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Derry. Is it Derry, Kennedy?
I am not doing this again.
Ashley, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Ashley's going to the Celtics game tonight.
What?
Yes. Who are they playing tonight?
The Nuggets.
Oh, yep. That's Ashley. A good game.
Ashley, you know they haven't lost a home game all year, so if they lose tonight, I'm coming for you.
It's your fault.
Oh, no. My husband pressure. Will be coming for me, too. He's a huge fan.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 3,036 wins, only 254 losses. Again, you tie, you lose, and she is over in that soundproof booth. Question number one, Swifties rejoice. Taylor Swift released a holiday song this morning, and it's called Christmas Tree Farm, and it's paired with a music video of all of her old home videos. Which music manager is Taylor currently in a social media war with?
Scooter Braun.
Question number two. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter, Luna, faked being sick at school and bamboozled both of her parents.
So good.
Which pop singer did John Legend recently release a remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside with?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question number three. The official trailer for the live-action remake of Mulan dropped yesterday. Finish the lyric from this original Mulan banger. Let's get down to business. To defeat the blank.
The Huns?
Question number four. Yep. Rob Lowe has a secret to keeping his Christmas trees fresh. He says it's half 7-Up and half water.
That's what he waters them with.
How did you try that the first time? You Listen, had to be hammered.
I'll do whatever Rob Lowe says about keeping stuff looking good.
Whatever he says.
Rob Lowe starred alongside Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman in this NBC sitcom.
Parks and Rec?
I just started it. It's a funny show.
It's really
funny.
Good.
Question number five. Alanis Morissette joined Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, and the two busked in disguise in a subway station. Alanis is celebrating this album with a 25th anniversary tour next year all across the United States. Name the album.
Jagged Little Pill.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Wow. Hope the Celtics do as good as you tonight.
Go off, Ashley.
All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
So we gave Ashley five questions, and she answered all five of the questions, and she answered all five of the questions correctly.
Oh, well done. Well done.
And Kennedy, if you lose this one, it will be time for another redemption week.
Because we just had one 2 weeks ago. It's fine.
Are you ready?
Everything's fine. It's fine.
These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one, Swifties rejoice. Taylor has released a new holiday song this morning called Christmas Tree Farm. Which music manager is Taylor currently in a social media war with?
Scooter Braun.
Question number two, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter, Luna faked being sick at school and bamboozled both of her parents, Kennedy. Which pop singer did John Legend recently release a remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside with?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question number three, the official trailer for the live-action remake of Mulan dropped yesterday. Finish the lyric from this original Mulan banger. Let's get down to business to defeat the blank.
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
Question, such a good song.
Question number four. Rob Lowe has the secret to keeping his Christmas tree fresh. He says it's half 7-Up, half water. Rob Lowe starred alongside Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman on this NBC sitcom.
Parks and Rec.
Question number five. Alanis Morissette, celebrating the 25th anniversary of this album with a tour
Jagged
next year.
That's
cool. I'll know the answer all quick there, huh? Scooter Braun was correct, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Question number two, Kelly Clarkson, yes. Question number three, producer Dan.
Let's get down to business
Da-da.
To defeat the Huns.
Sure, man.
I'll make a man out of you, Kennedy.
Annie, we're listening to that as soon as we go to break.
Parks and Rec was right, and Jagged Little Pill was right. Kennedy loses 5-4. How about that?
Wow.
Brutal.
Nice job, Ashley. Nice job indeed. Ashley wins the cash and a $50 gift card to Wilson Farm in Lexington. Beautiful holiday start with Wilson Farm trees, wreaths, meats, produce, and desserts. Kennedy.
Ooh. Yes.
What would you like to say to Ashley?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Ashley.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
So scared.
Nothing. Nothing happened.
We are a well-oiled machine on the Carson and Kennedy program.
And she did more than you. That's why you're going to lose. But you're a loser.
All right, let's see. Christine is from North Attleboro. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Christine is taking her kids to New York City tomorrow to see the Christmas tree.
Get out.
Yeah. Oh. Very excited.
Cool mom alert.
You should look up the 30 Rock tree on Twitter. There's a parody account, and he tells really cheesy Christmas jokes and taunts people. Right now, he's taunting Al Roker. They're having a Twitter feud. Just look up 30 Rock tree. It's pretty funny.
I'm going to do that. That sounds funny.
Okay, Christine, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 3,036 wins, 255 losses. She is over there in that soundproof room now. Question number one. Will Ferrell stars in one of the most popular Christmas movies of all time, Elf. What is the name of his character in the movie Elf?
Oh, I could see him in that costume. Buddy.
Question number two. Billie Eilish didn't mean to write dark, depressing music. She said she didn't know better. She was 14 years old. She didn't know anything about self-love or self-care. True or false, Billie Eilish isn't old enough to vote. True or false?
True.
Question number three. Actress Paula Patton turned 44 yesterday. She is the ex-wife of this one-hit wonder. I don't know if he's a one-hit wonder.
Is he a two-hit wonder? Because I can't think of a second one.
Can you repeat the question?
Paula Patton, she was married to this one-hit wonder. Who is he?
I don't know.
Question number four. Rob Lowe, apparently crazy about Christmas trees, and he says the secret to making your tree last longer is to put a little 7-Up in there with the water. Lowe has starred in a number of commercials over the years for which cable/satellite provider?
DirecTV.
Question number five. If you want to buy everything from the 12 Days of Christmas this year, it costs you almost $40,000. The most expensive thing on the list is the thing you have to buy 7 of in the song. What is that?
Lord the Leaping?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Where'd you go to buy Lord the Leaping?
That's a good question, Dan.
I don't know. Can't really buy people, but
Kennedy.
Yes.
Christine, if I've scored this properly, got 3 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Will Ferrell stars in one of the most popular Christmas movies of all time, Elf. What is the name of his character in the movie Elf? What?
Buddy.
Thank you.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Tie to one, question number two. Billie Eilish didn't mean to write dark, depressing music, Kennedy. She said she was 14 years old. She didn't know better. She didn't know about self-love or self-care. True or false, Billie Eilish isn't old enough to vote.
That is true.
She is only 17 years old. Tied to two, question number three. Actress Paula Patton turned 44 yesterday. She's the ex-wife of this one-hit wonder.
Robin Thicke.
Is he really a one-hit wonder, though?
Give me another one.
Well, we haven't played any of his songs, but like on the R&B charts, he had a bunch of number ones, I think, or a bunch of hits.
I wouldn't say number ones, but...
One-hit wonder.
Yeah. Robin Thicke, a one-hit wonder, huh? All right,
Justice
3-2.
For Alan Thicke. You deserve
question better. Number four. Rob Lowe, apparently crazy about Christmas trees. Kennedy, I know you heard earlier that he says you need to mix a little 7-Up into the water to keep them healthy. Lowe has starred in a number of commercials over the years for which cable/satellite provider?
Comcast.
That is incorrect. It is DirecTV. It is tied at 3, going to the final question. If you want to buy everything from the 12 days of Christmas this year, it costs you just under $40,000. It's actually up a little bit from last year, Kennedy. The most expensive thing on the list is the thing that you have to buy 7 of in the song, which is... out loud so the class can see your work.
7 dancers dancing.
7 swans are swimming.
Swans are expensive, eh?
Yes, yeah. Very expensive.
All right.
3-3 is the final score. Kennedy wins by virtue of the tie. I'm sorry, Christine, you don't get the cash. But I have 4 tickets to Edaville Family Theme Park. The Festival of Lights is now open with unlimited rides and attractions, including Thomas Land. And you can visit Santa.
Hey.
I know him.
Sounds great. That's
Buddy the Elf, Kennedy. Go to Edaville.com. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christine from North Attleboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy, cause you suck at trivia, you see.
Remix!
Maybe more than two.
Take it down, take it to the lab.
That's why you're going to lose.
Hey, good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Gina's from Franklin.
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, that's not
Carson,
a question.
Carson, that's a statement. It's not a question. Get it together, man.
She is a longtime listener to the show, Kennedy.
I love that.
And she is super excited. She finally got through. She's been listening for 22 years to our show.
That's great.
Just make that up.
Gina, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100, Gina. I can't say the name Gina without thinking of Martin.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to go, damn Gina.
Damn Gina.
Damn Gina.
She's over in that soundproof booth. She cannot hear any of these questions. Kennedy with 3,000. 37 wins, 255 losses. We will have Redemption Week at some time in the near future. It might be 2020 because we got some vacation coming. That's all I can say
about
that.
That's true. We out.
Question number one. Tomorrow is the birthday of which Celtics legend who wore number 33 and actually never played for another team during his career?
Larry Bird.
Question number two. Danica McKellar says there's hope she'll reunite with Fred Savage in a future Hallmark movie. The two starred as Winnie and Kevin on which late 80s, early 90s hit ABC show?
I have no idea.
Question number three. Eddie Murphy. What did you say?
I'm sorry. Boy Meets World, isn't it?
No, that's a good guess. So, Eddie Murphy has 10 kids, and he says he gets all different reactions from people. Which former America's Got Talent judge is the mother to one of Murphy's 10 children? I think it's Simon Cowell. No?
I don't think it's Simon Cowell.
All right.
Could be, though.
He's almost got enough for a football team.
Question number four. There's a scientific reason everyone's obsessed with Baby Yoda. He basically has all the physical attributes we associate with cuteness, like big eyes, a small nose, and chubby cheeks. Which hit new show is Baby Yoda on?
No idea.
All right. Question number.
Not doing well at all.
That's okay.
Damn, Gina.
Question number five. Josh Gad might be starring in a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot.
What?
With the director of the original. Which actor played the lead character as an inventor named Wayne Szalinski in the original? Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. That's all right.
Kennedy!
Those are hard. Those are tough. Those are not easy. Those are difficult even. You hope you don't get a sooch. Well, Kennedy, Gina got 1 out of 5.
All right.
Sooch!
And Gina, outside of 5, sooch is the best thing you can get.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's better than the mel.
We just like to scream it.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the birthday of this Celtics legend who wore number 33 and actually never played for another team during his career. Who is he?
Larry Bird.
Oh, you scared me.
Look at
Bort.
Thank you. Thank you.
Put some
you
respect
get me,
on Larry Legend's name.
You get this show. 1-1. Question number 2. Danica McKellar says there's hope she'll reunite with Fred Savage in a future Hallmark movie. The two starred as Winnie and Kevin on which late 80s, early 90s hit TV show?
The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years, yes. 2-1. Question number 3. Eddie Murphy has 10 kids, and he says he gets all different types of reactions from people when he tells them that. Which former America's Got Talent judge is the mother to one of his 10 children?
Mel B.
Mel B is correct. 3-1. Question number 4. There's a scientific reason everyone is obsessed with Baby Yoda, Kennedy.
Because he's cute?
Well, yeah, well, he has all the physical attributes of cuteness, like big eyes, small nose, and chubby cheeks.
Oh, and those ears.
I have
none of those.
I'd say 1 out of 3.
Just hit me right in the gut.
I think
right
you got 1 out of 3, Dan. What hit new show is Baby Yoda on?
The Mandalorian.
4-1, question number 5. Josh Gad might be starring in a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot with the director of the original, Kennedy. Which actor played the lead character in the original? His name was Wayne Szalinski.
Rick Moranis.
Nice job. Look at you getting all 5.
Oh, damn.
5-1 is the final score. Damn, Gene, I'm sorry.
No,
4 tickets to Urban Nutcracker are yours, though. It's returning to the Box Center Schubert Theater December 19th to the 28th. Get your tickets at boxcenter.org. You enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Gina from Franklin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.